The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
You can feel the liberty coming out of your speakers right now. Jonathan E. Ward's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Sacred Fire of Liberty starts now. Jonathan, my friend.
Hey, Robert. What's going on, my good man?
Well, concerns certainly for erosion of liberty in light of still the ongoing Ebola crisis, the fear of Ebola, however real or imagined it may be. I've questioned the tests and things, but now New Jersey, New York, and Illinois claiming they're going to automatically or semi-automatically quarantine for 21 days. I'm always concerned about abuse of power, recognizing also we don't want people that are genuinely communicable running around freely either.
Well, this is a classic case of proof, there's been quite a bit of it, of the ambivalence of President Obama to American life. And he's not willing to take the steps necessary to protect the nation from those who are infected. And that would begin with on the side of those countries like Guinea and Sierra Leone, where the infection is running rampant, to just take the simple step at that point before someone gets on a plane to the United States or to Europe to require definitive testing as to whether they have the virus and only allow them on if they don't have the virus. And instead, what the president is forcing to have happen is that people will come to this country and have to interact with folks on the plane and infect others on the plane before they get here and then be detained here potentially, but only then if they have overt symptoms. The testing that the president is having done at the airports in five locations that accept international flights is only for those coming directly from those countries, and only are they stopping people who have a fever or other overt symptoms. And
Jonathan,
meanwhile, Craig Spencer is a perfect example.
Yeah, I've traveled internationally, and you have too. I mean, I've seen places where Department of Homeland Security has actually cleared people in customs on foreign soil that is sort of U.S. soil coming in. So it's not like it would be unprecedented to do this kind of screening.
No, and the simple proposition, which apparently he's unwilling to make, is to tell these countries that, look, we will not allow flights into the United States or, with the cooperation of Europe, into Europe from these countries unless you will allow us this opportunity to pre-screen before they get on the plane.
Right.
And it may be that you have to detain people for 21 days before they get on a plane. But the point is, this is, you know, with 70% of the people who get this thing dying. You know, Craig Spencer, here he comes working for Physicians Without Borders or whatever it's called, Doctors Without Borders.
Right.
Directly with those who had Ebola. And yet he got right on a plane, and he flew right over here. He didn't have any overt symptoms. And then 12 days later, after he gets here, he has a fever, goes to the hospital, and then for the first time. But in the interim, he had interacted with quite a few folks.
Sure, sure. And you know, there's so many controversies about this because, you know, shouldn't these doctors know better? Like Dr. Nancy Snyderman, who broke her own quarantine to go get some soup.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you've got to have your head examined, really, if you're the president of the United States and you don't do the bare minimum necessary to protect the American people, innocent people, from this contagion that's racing about in Western Africa. And then to send 4,000 American troops over there, Robert.
Oh,
4,000 American troops. constructing hospitals. I mean, my goodness, put them on the ground in the infected regions to interact with people who have the disease. Crazy. Absolutely.
I argue that we should withdraw and allow the doctors there to handle it, as well as with their own bush medicine that has been around for hundreds, if not thousands of years, that has proven effective for fever diseases even. But that's another story. We're going to revisit this with Cheryl Chumley at the bottom of the hour, talk also about the states taking over on the quarantine issue. But right now we're going to be joined by a friend of yours, Tim DeMastro. And he's got a new film that's set to be released, a documentary film called Freedom from Choice. And you, my friend Jonathan, are featured in it, as you should be, about the concerns of this bureaucratic oligarchy taking freedom away from us. Jonathan, you want to introduce your friend Tim?
Sure. Tim is remarkable. He's young, but he seems as though he's had at least 40 years of experience in film production because, my goodness, this is a first-rate job, a brilliant documentary that just shows precisely how it is that we are our own worst enemies when it comes to defending our freedoms, how our freedoms have been sapped away from us, and how people do that because they're reluctant to carry the burdens associated with liberty. They aren't willing to accept some of the risks, and particularly true with more developed countries. But he interviews a series of folks who are in the front lines of this battle, and I'm struck particularly by a farmer he interviews who all he's trying to do is get organic food to the American people. Mm-hmm. And because he poses a competitive threat to larger institutions, they're out to destroy all of these organic farms. And he suffers the consequences of investigations and restrictions on what he can do that are just asinine, mm-hmm. but are designed to basically intimidate him out of business. Tim, are you there?
Good afternoon, Jonathan. Robert, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Tim, welcome. Well, you're in Australia right now?
Yeah, that is correct. It's like 4 in the morning here, but I always love chatting to Jonathan, so I'm happy to be with you today.
Awesome. So it's not just the time delay. It's probably a cerebral issue as well, given that time in the morning. Well, Tim, let me ask you this. You just came back from Europe where the film received rave reviews. Tell us the awards you received over there.
Oh, sure. So the film has been on the festival circuit for the last couple months, and it's been doing very well. It got the Gold Award at the International Movie Awards in Indonesia. At the Los Angeles Movie Awards out in California, we had the Best Documentary Feature Award. So it's just been... it's just been well received around the world, really, and we're continuing to submit the film to film festivals. And then on the as far as the acquisition front, my international distributor has worked hard to try to get the film acquired by several broadcasters around the world. He took the film to NIPCOM in Cannes. Just last week, and he received quite a few letters of interest from broadcasters around the world to acquire the film. So it's been doing well on all fronts, both the festival front and also the acquisition front from broadcasters.
Tim, tell us in a nutshell what the movie's about, and how folks can get it if they are interested in getting it.
Sure. So my film is called Freedom from Choice. It's a 78-minute documentary about the unnecessary and often absurd regulations that American life is confronted with. We talk about food regulations, regulations in the medical industry, but then also financial regulations. Then we talk a little bit about Bitcoin. So it covers just a whole range of issues that one has to face in everyday life where unnecessary and absurd regulations come in the way of people wanting to interact with each other. So the film is called Freedom from Choice. One of the ways that you could watch it is to go onto the official website. We've just launched a new website. It's www.freedomfromchoicefilm.com. And you can go ahead and watch it on there, or you can go ahead and buy DVDs and Blu-rays from the website also.
You know, I should say that, of course, you might expect that I might be biased in favor of the film because I had the privilege of being in it. But I've had the privilege of being in many films, and I usually don't endorse films, even ones that I'm in, because I just don't think the quality is sufficient. But this is superb. The quality of this production is over the top. People will find it riveting, I think. It tells the story brilliantly well, and the people that are interviewed during the show really convey the message. The way the editing has been done, I mean, this is a top-notch professional job. I think anybody out there who is keenly interested in understanding why it is that we are in the pickle we're in as far as the loss of our liberties and how constraining regulation has become such that it disables anybody who wants to try to get into business in any kind of business. This really does explain very well the problems you confront, the consequences of those actions, and why it is that we fell for this. It also has a very good segment on the revolving door. Tell us a little bit about that, Tim.
Sure. Well, the revolving door is something that's not unique just to the U.S., but the film does focus on the U.S. Lobby network and how the revolving door works. But basically, the film documents well this phenomenon where politicians will leave politics, that they're usually in regulatory, they're usually in regulatory industries or a position of power. They'll leave politics and then they'll get a job as in a lobby firm or on the board of a company that was being regulated by that particular regulatory agency. And the film gives dozens and dozens of examples of this in all industries. So we do make the point that although regulations on the surface seem like a very good idea to try to protect the public from all these harmful things out there, in effect, what's happening is when you give the government that amount of power to regulate our lives, that power is often corrupted through the revolving door, where regulatory agencies will use that power, or higher ups in the regulatory agencies will use this power to make laws for certain special interest groups like large corporations, and then they'll end up going working for those corporations in some capacity.
Right, right. Well, we're talking with Tim DelMastro, his film Freedom from Choice. We have a link up in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com. This is the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour with Jonathan Emord. Got a few more minutes with Tim. I'm curious as to how the international viewpoint of this film, because of its love of liberty, played overseas. You won a lot of awards, but I want to ask him some more about it as well. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Sacred Fire of Liberty each week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan E. Moore, the FDA Dragon Slayer, and his friend, and hopefully mine now too, Tim Delmastro, filmmaker. Freedom from what? Freedom from choice. The documentary film that's winning awards around the world, and we've got him for a few more minutes. It's the middle of his night, but we're glad you're with us, Tim.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, we're glad to have you on board, and Jonathan, that you're featured in it, and Joel Salatin and others that are in this thing, and the awards it's winning, the accolades, and the fact that you can access it. Everybody listening to this now, we have a direct link. You can access it. We'd love to get you to plug in as well.
It's the accolades are richly deserved for this, Robert. This is an extraordinary film. Everybody ought to see it. And it's one of those things that doesn't leave your memory. You watch it and you remember the statements made from many of these extraordinary people who are in it, who Tim will tell us who they are in here in a second. But it's so well done. And I'm hoping everybody does take it, an opportunity to get it and to look at it and share it with others, because it's one of those things that helps us understand fundamentally why it is that, although day-to-day we think, gee, you know, the government's a faraway place, maybe. But for anybody who tries to move out of the house and get into business, that's not true anymore, and it comes to you all too quickly that your freedom of choice is extremely limited. This film explains precisely the extent of that restriction on your liberty and why it is so offensive to those who believe in innovation, free enterprise, and the opportunity to advance yourself. Tim, tell us who's in it and basically what it's about.
Sure. So the film is called Freedom from Choice. It features a range of experts from all different fields, all different industries. We have Joel Salatin and yourself, as you mentioned. But then we also have players in the financial industry, notably Peter Schiff, who's a money manager. We have Gerald Celente, Jeff Berwick, and Trace Mayer. Those two gentlemen are Bitcoin experts that talk about the regulations in the financial industry. We have John Rappaport, who adds a little bit of color to the film.
Nice.
It features quite a few different people. I think it may have 13 or 14 individuals. So,
who is the organic farmer?
It's a very
farmer?
Well-rounded film, and experts in their respective fields, they just comment on how regulations impact their particular industry.
What was the name of the organic farmer, Tim?
Joel Salatin.
That's right.
Excellent.
He was quite good, and it was fascinating. You know, there's quite a bit of different color to this film. I mean, this is not like your dry documentary. This is very vibrant. And so you see Joel Salatin there sitting on a bench on his farm out in the middle of nowhere with animals roaming about. And then you'll see somebody holed up in a penthouse in Wall Street, and you see somebody else who's roaming about dealing with problems one kind or another. And then there's a lot of great animation, and it's really just extremely well done, very well thought out, extremely detailed understanding of the problem. And yet it's not something that's intimidating. It's easy to listen to, easy to understand, easy to follow. And the message is very profound, really.
Yeah,
tell us what that message is.
Well, basically, the message is that if we, as individuals and also as a society, if we give the regulatory agencies and the government the power to regulate us for our own protection, supposedly, then that power will be corrupted by the players in the government that actually use that power for their own benefit or to enrich their friends. So although that... it sounds good to have more regulations to protect us from all these harmful things. It can screw over the individual when this power is abused by the people that are making the laws and enforcing them.
Well, it sounds like the people around the planet that have embraced this film and the awards you're getting also recognize that in their own realm, even the European community. You know, the bureaucratic oligarchy there dominating the thousands of years of tradition in farming, et cetera, there being run roughshod. So they must be picking up on this message as well.
Sure. I mean, the nanny state and the revolving door and lobby network, that's all quite a healthy thing in Europe as well. I mean, it's all over the world, really. But to see it in a country like the U.S., where it was founded on the principles of limited government and individual freedom, I think that's where it's very important to shed light on what's happening in the U.S. I mean, it does happen throughout the world,
sure,
but it just sticks out so much more when it's happening in the U.S. where
this is the place,
the country
right.
was founded on the principles completely opposite of that.
Tim, thank you for joining us all the way from Australia today. Freedom from Choice Film, freedomfromchoicefilm.com. It's linked up in the show notes. Jonathan Emord and I return, and we'll have Cheryl Chumley from Washington Times next.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If people don't pick up that film now, I don't...
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
All right, get ready for some political healing. We do that every week. We're also with Jonathan Emord, the Sacred Fire of Liberty. And from time to time, we get to, have wonderful guests like Cheryl Chumley from Washington Times and News with Views and all of her insight inside the Beltway there. And Jonathan, we got Cheryl with us. This is going to be cool.
This is going to be cool, Robert. Just to plug Cheryl a little bit more, Cheryl really is an extraordinary news person. She is great journalist, great editorial journal, news writer, and also she's a great author. And her book, Police State USA, is a really, it's a must read. If you want to really find out what you don't know that'll scare the living daylights out of you, take a look at this book, because it gives you examples across the country how individual liberty is being taken from us on one pretext or another. And it really is a sobering and very informative read. So that's Police State USA, and that's available through Amazon.com. But Cheryl, good to have you back with us.
Hey, it's great to be here again. Thank you both so much.
Cheryl, tell us now, she's in the catbird seat. She gets information news coming from all over the world through her desk every single day, and she writes multiple articles every day for the Washington Times. And I know your finger has been on the pulse of this Ebola thing. How could it not? But let's get your take. Is the administration doing what it should do, or is the administration not?
Well, once again, and I'm sure your listeners will agree with this, the Obama administration was a little late in the game. They had opportunity to take strong, swift action to kind of curtail the threat of Ebola reaching U.S. soils, and they did not. And now they're talking about taking some strong steps and perhaps doing airport screenings and so forth. But that's mostly because states are clamping down. Now you have New York and New Jersey looking at conducting airport screenings, and that's based on the scare that happened in New York with the doctor who came down with the disease there. So I can't say that Obama has done all he could have done. You even had Donald Trump this week calling for his resignation because of his failure to do any strong airport-type screening or security.
It really is extraordinary, and I have an article coming out on Monday with newswithviews.com about this. The president, in a number of instances, this instance, his reaction to the ISIS situation, and his treatment of American forces during the withdrawal from Iraq, all reveal a high degree of ambivalence about American life. I wanted to get your opinion about that, Cheryl.
Well, definitely, you can just look at the poll numbers that have come out recently. Obama's at his lowest historical lows for either of his administrations so far, and for those very reasons that you just named. And undercutting all, we still have the economy that's rolling along at a very sluggish pace, with people still on record numbers on, you know, the food stamp rolls and so forth. Jobs are still slagging behind. And so you have this administration who used to talk a good game, used to blow the media away with his campaign-style rhetoric nonstop, and even now his friends in the media are turning against him and telling him, hey, maybe it's time to put down the golf clubs and start paying attention to things like ISIS or ISIL, Ebola, and so forth.
And, you know, we have this workforce participation rate, which is quite a good indicator of the health of the economy. People don't seem to focus on that, but really it is an excellent indicator. There are 92 million Americans who are not in the military and who are not institutionalized, who are unemployed and have been for some time. 92 million Americans, that's 38% of the potentially employable population of the United States that are in this permanent state of unemployment. And so we really are not in a situation where the economy is healthy. It's really rather sick, and yet there's nothing being done to increase the American marketplace, increase the pie, so that there would be more opportunity. Quite the contrary, just regulations roll along, enforcement actions roll along. This is one of the most aggressive regulatory administrations in the nation's history, probably the most, And it's just ruinous. We're not seeing any movement by the gross domestic product, but at a snail's pace. And yet this huge army of 92 million Americans sitting there unemployed out of the workforce is just phenomenal. And how we think we can sustain an economy like that and pay for the entitlements and pay for all the debts that the nation is amassing. What's your impression, Cheryl?
Well, of course, we can't sustain it. You know, the economy has moved from fact-based you know, where the numbers dictate to basically Americans are unemployed and they don't have any place to turn because the government on one hand is saying that the economy is improving and growing, but on the other hand you can see that there's plenty of Americans in your own backyard who are struggling with one, two, three jobs that aren't even paying what they would have paid even 20 years ago. And you can look at what the White House's attitude toward a free market type system. As of late, it's played out with that a whole inversion argument where any company that wanted to avoid America's tax rate because it's just so overtaxed in America compared to other nations in the world, and they wanted to move headquarters overseas, the White House came out with a campaign mantra that that's unpatriotic. And, you know, this is the result of a regulatory climate. You have businesses that cannot sustain and continue to thrive here, so they have to look overseas.
Well, and also, if I may, you know, going back on the Ebola front, the hostility, the outright hostility toward anything that potentially holistically may provide some solutions, relief, or maybe even reversals of this Ebola is incredible. And it's on a global scale that this government has invested so heavily in a pharmaceutical industrial complex, much to the elimination of, as Jonathan, you've written about extensively, in a free market where the things that would work, even if they aren't, let's say, approved by the government, would be embraced by the market, but they're absolutely prohibited. They can't even look there, can't say a thing about them.
It is shocking in the case of the terminally ill. Here, when you need your freedom the most and freedom of choice the most, the government is most constrictive in what you can do, dictating that you can only have those treatments which, by definition, because they call it a terminal illness, are not effective. Those are the only ones available to you. And so you're not allowed to do what you must do to survive, which is experiment and try other things that may have an efficacious potential. And when it comes, all right, so all of this is a backdrop. We understand that the president's extremely unpopular right now, and that his policies are really non-existent, that he seems to be out to lunch nine-tenths of the time by choice. And although he receives all this information about the dire threats to this nation, he's not willing to take the steps that are essential to protect American life. So he has this ambivalence about American life, which is just shocking for a commander-in-chief whose fundamental role is to protect the interests and the American interests of this country and the American people. But be that as it may, that's the stark backdrop for these imminent elections coming up here in the beginning of November. And I wanted to get your take on that, Cheryl. Where is the nation going? Are we going to see a change in party? And what is that going to mean? Is Obama going to be able to use, if it does change, his veto power to stymie anything, everything anyway?
Right. Well, the elections do look good for the Republicans. I've read stats, and most of the numbers I've seen give at least six races in the Senate to Republicans, and the GOP is slated to pick up six more seats in the House, which will give a decent majority. Obama will still have the White House, of course, for another couple years, but he'll largely be in a lame duck type situation. The problem is, though, that there's a lot of conservatives supposedly in Congress who don't see the conservative agenda as being something that they want to pursue, even if they have the majority. Obamacare has been ruled out by those of the upper ranks of the conservative party that they're not going to pursue any type of disbanding of Obamacare. They're going to piecemeal it perhaps in the coming years. So it looks like that's going to be, we're going to have Obamacare for a few more years at least, it seems like. As for other principles, other agendas that may be enacted, there may be some job growth if Republicans take over the House and Senate, because that is certainly in line with Obama's vision for bringing forth Democrats in the majority in the future. But I don't think that there's going to be much of the conservative agenda as put forward by, say, Ted Cruz, that's going to make gains with a Republican House and Senate.
So you're saying the majority of the Republican establishment have just given up on even going after Obamacare and saying it's failed, let's just scrap it and go back to some level of a market kind of solution.
Yeah, you know, you had John Boehner saying that. You had the Tea Party people coming out, the Tea Party Express and the Tea Party Patriots just the last few weeks saying that they're not going to stand for principles so much. They just want to get Republicans in office and then deal with the issues and principles after. But, you know, when you have your Republican leadership that doesn't want to do away with Obamacare and they attack those few on the right who do, such as Ted Cruz, it doesn't look good for getting rid of it.
But Jonathan,
well, there's going to be a lot of, you know, there's going to be a lot of folks.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Robert.
I was just saying, we suffer from a principle and constitutional deficiency disease with the establishment of both parties again. If we had a party of limited government, they seem to have abandoned those principles.
Right. And I think there are going to be some very furious voters out there who have been led through the last several months to believe if they vote out of office the incumbent Democrat, the Republican is going to go in there and make it a priority to get rid of Obamacare. I mean, there's been a general mantra in the Republican ranks that Obamacare is target number one. We don't support Obamacare. We're going to get rid of it. So if the leadership has already telegraphed that it's not going to do anything on Obamacare, people are going to be pretty irate when those people who get elected don't do anything. I think there's going to be enough of popular sentiment demanding that Obamacare be job one that they're going to have a very difficult time if they don't change that position. I certainly hope they would. Ted Cruz is on the right course here without question. He's got a 10-point plan that he's articulated that would offer some hope for this country to change a lot of these things. And number one, for Ted Cruz is to get rid of Obamacare.
Yeah, well, at least somebody's standing on some level of principle here, which is where Jonathan Emord is, and I know Cheryl Chumley is, and we'll continue to cover this. We've got a break, and we'll be back to wrap up the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out all the links, including to Cheryl and Jonathan, at robertscottbell.com. 6 days a week, of course, through GCN, our syndicator, and naturalnewsradio.com. Thanks to our good buddy Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, back with the FDA Dragon Slayer and Cheryl Chumley after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit ImagineLookingYounger.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Remember, if you ever miss an episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show, particularly here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty, available for free on GCN. Of course, Natural News Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Epic Times. Our good friend Jerry Doyle also picks up the podcast as well. So around the world, replayed in the United Kingdom on UK Health Radio. So glad to have with us Jonathan, of course, each week, and Cheryl Chumley from Washington Times. This is to both of you. We could talk about this stuff, and people could be bummed out and go, man, this really bites. You know, is there a way out? And, of course, if we don't understand history, we won't, you know, learn to say how we got here, and it'll be a mystery. I think in a lot of ways, it's not mysterious to us, yet the journey back out is mysterious to so many because they haven't immersed themselves in the history of liberty and the loss of it here in this country.
Well, we have the answers. I mean, the world over envied the United States because of this bastion of liberty that we created. And we know all the fundamentals. Have a free market, have limited regulation, limited government, and have an opportunity society in which there's no limit to what you can achieve and there's no limit to opportunity. And that's all possible simply by restricting the role of government and keeping taxes low. You can have the greatest economic boom in the history of the world, and you can solve virtually any problem that's thrown at you. That was the history of this country during its formative years. For the last 200 years, the United States has enjoyed tremendous economic growth, ever escalating standards of living. And now we're in this period of decline where You have so much government. You have so much government intervention, so much government control that we look more or less like a European country, not like this bastion of liberty. People around the world are no longer asking the question whether the United States can provide them a great chance for economic success unless they're absolutely destitute. Sure, it's still an opportunity society for people who are destitute. What about the people with all the brains, the talent, the wherewithal in the world that used to come here in droves, used to die to get here? What about those people? Well, they're learning, hey, look, the United States is increasingly looking like Europe. This country that we depended upon for freedom isn't as free as it once was. In fact, it's going in the opposite direction.
Right.
And how can we have, how can we ever hope to aspire to grow that economic pie, to get those 92 million Americans who are chronically out of the workforce back in, and build and innovate and transform and uplift if we don't get government off our backs?
Right.
And in this Ebola, I mean, just where you don't need government, that's where it is. Where you do need some government help, like, for example, establishing these containment centers around the country, or at least getting hospitals the opportunity to do it, or some sort of help in an emergency basis to do it, there's nothing there. The federal government's sending the CDC around giving lectures. But my goodness, we need yesterday these containment facilities. And what's going to happen when you have an Ebola case that pops up in an area where there isn't access to one of these containment facilities? Person comes in, is diagnosed, and they've been interacting with the doctors and nurses. We've already seen what can happen.
Yeah,
nurses come down. But this is going to get a lot worse. And
they're woefully unprepared.
We're woefully unprepared, and we're not stopping the traffic from coming into this country. And it's going to come in from south the border, too, because no immigration policy, no defense.
And Cheryl, real quick on that political healing front, I mean, I've seen political cartoons like Peanuts, like with Lucy holding the ball for Charlie Brown, and it's like she's representing the Republicans. Just vote for us just this time. This time it'll be different. This time we're really going to mean it, the small government thing.
Well, you know, going hand in hand with the limited government, the small government that our founding fathers envisioned, the founding fathers also knew that our republic would not last and stand without a moral government. And if you look at this White House administration, how many times has Obama himself lied to us, never mind his minions in government? How many times has he told us, you don't have to change your doctor, you don't have to change your health plan, it won't cost you more? And that was just Obamacare. So when something does come along, like Ebola, and, you know, the CDC's Tom Frieden telling you one thing and telling you another, the nurses' union coming out and telling you that the CDC's policies aren't working and so forth, it leaves the American public in a state of confusion. And that's brought on directly by an immoral government. If you can't trust your government, the crisis that you have is only going to grow.
Yeah. Well, and of course, we wanted to not place much faith as a people in government to begin with, but in the limited places where they were legitimate, we wanted to have moral folks in there. And that's, of course, I would say also healthy, which they're not. And that's another thing, because they're also drugged out of their minds. But Cheryl Chomley, thanks again for being with us. And Jonathan, it's always an absolute pleasure to share a little cup of liberty each week with you.
Hey, thank
you. Yes, sir, Robert.
Well, again, every day or 6 days a week, we're going to be doing this. And anytime we get Jonathan on, at least once a week, he's here. Cheryl will drop in from time to time as well. I want to thank Super Don, my producer, for making it sound so good. And until next time, what do I remind each and every one of you? The power to heal is yours. Of course it is. Thanks, guys.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.